The United Nations has called it the worst humanitarian crisis since 1945. And just today, the lead editorial in the Washington Post calls it the worst crisis you've never heard of. Drought and famine threaten 20 million people in the war-torn countries of Yemen, South Sudan, and Somalia, as well as drought-stricken neighbors such as Ethiopia. This week, for the first time, eight of the leading U.S.-based international relief organizations are launching the Global Emergency Response Coalition. It's a joint fundraising appeal to the American public due to the hunger crisis, which will use social media to amplify its message. Special correspondent Fred DeSam Lazaro reports from the breakaway region of Somalia known as Somaliland.
A glimpse from our airplane window showed the stark moonscape of drought stretching for miles on end, where many regions in East Africa are at risk of famine for the third time in 25 years. More than 360,000 children are malnourished in Somalia. 70,000 of them are in critical condition, according to the World Health Organization. We travel to Somaliland, a region that declared itself independent of Somalia more than two decades ago. Its capital, Hargeisa, has seen an influx of mostly nomadic livestock herders fleeing the drought and in some cases fighting in the vast surrounding region. They now live in temporary camps. 30-year-old Hamda Abdullahi Damak is the mother of five children. She came here after all of her livestock, some 30 goats and 50 sheep, died from the drought.
I used to be part of a family of livestock herders, but now I've been forced to come to this camp where I don't have enough money to buy food and water. I am really suffering.
She gets some money from relatives, but says it's just enough to buy rice and perhaps an onion or tomato. She can't afford beans or meat. Like Damak, a majority of Somalis make their living by grazing animals, but the drought has wiped out 70% of all livestock. Damak says she doesn't know how she'll survive in the future.
I don't have any hope now. I don't have a plan for my future.
Humanitarian organizations are distributing emergency food to ease the crisis in the short term. Jeremiah Kibanya coordinates relief efforts for World Vision.
We are providing food commodities to the people who are right now not having anything to eat. We will need money to help people get more animals into their family and begin a livelihood.
How much do you need and what percentage of that are you getting?
World Vision has requested for about 37 million to be able to respond, and so far we have received over $11 million.
Most of that money, $10 million, has come from the U.S. government. The Seattle-based agency is helping deliver medical care for those most vulnerable to drought, pregnant women and children. At this clinic in the village of Gabile, babies are measured and weighed. A simple test with an armband determines their level of nutrition. Yellow means moderate malnutrition. Red means severe. If there's malnourishment, the mothers are given packets of peanut paste, along with guidance to administer it only to the sickest children, says clinic director Asha Abdi Ali.
But it's very difficult for a mother, if she has other children who are hungry, to not share it.
We tell them same reason is that these other children are not in need. It is okay for this child.
But it's still difficult.
It's still difficult.
Keeping people healthy is now made even more difficult, ironically, by rain.
Some rains have arrived this year, and that's been enough to green up the landscape. But the effects of the drought are going to linger for a much longer time. In fact, more immediately, the threat to public health is even greater. That's because there are millions of livestock carcasses strewn all over the landscape. And what the rains do is wash contaminants into sources of drinking water.
On a hillside just outside Dilla, a village about an hour's drive from the capital, carcasses have become an unmanageable problem for Mayor Ibrahim Abdi Haji.
It's a bigger problem than we can handle alone. We've asked the government for help to burn those dead animals, but we haven't received help yet. We're afraid the community will get waterborne diseases from the animals. We're very scared.
Water, which has collected at a nearby earthen dam, has been completely contaminated by both dead and diseased animals.
And if people use that water because of desperation, and they don't have any other water to drink, that poses another threat again to outbreak of waterborne diseases to the communities. That can lead to outbreaks of diseases like the acute water diarrhea or cholera.
I want to show you the best way of making your water clean and safe.
As a short-term solution, World Vision has distributed some 75,000 filters and chlorine tablets so people can purify their water. But World Vision's Kibanya says the other issues, food shortages, limited medical services, and lack of jobs, are tougher ones to tackle. There's a tradition in this region where droughts are localized that communities welcome people temporarily displaced by the dry conditions. But one of Dilla's newcomers, Rhoda Yusuf, a mother of seven, isn't sure she can return to her former livelihood without animals. She plans to stay in Dilla indefinitely.
When you come from another area, it's difficult to get a job here, but the community has been very supportive.
6 years ago, Dilla was in a similar position of hosting displaced persons from a severe famine which ended up killing 260,000 people in Somalia. Mayor Haji hopes that doesn't happen again.
It seems to be a tradition here for sharing and helping, you know, people who are in distress in the tribe. After some time, does that become difficult?
We're starting to reach that point. The last time we supported displaced people who had come here, everybody ended up suffering.
The repeated cycles of drought over the past 25 years is constantly on the minds of aid workers and political leaders. Saad Ali Shire is Somaliland's foreign minister.
We need to look into the future and build resilience. So when the drought comes next time, and it will come, because these are now more severe and more frequent because of the climate change.
He says much greater long-term investment must be made to improve the region's viability.
We need to change the way we raise livestock in this country. We very much follow. We raise livestock as we raised it 200 years ago. It's a nomadic way. I think we need to settle and grow food for livestock. But we also need, I think, to orient part of our population towards fishing and other activities, industry, services.
However, that seems unlikely, at least in the short term, given that urgent appeals to deal with the immediate needs have fallen far short of what the UN and aid agencies have requested. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Fred DeSamlazaro reporting from Dilla, Somaliland.
And Fred's reporting is a partnership with the Undertold Stories Project at the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota.